So in this quoting verse from Taittiriya Upanishad, this is actually Upanishad spoken by two birds. Taittiriya. Taittiriya means, like we say, Chiriya. Taittiriya is a bird. So two birds sat together and discussed about Brahmagyan. So here they're talking about the different coverings of the koshas of the Atma. So when there's different levels of realization within these koshas. The Anamaya kosha is just the realization of God in food. Ana means food. And Pranamaya kosha is the realization of God in life airs. Like this, like yogis. Like Anamaya people, food is God. So they just eat. It's like a baby. Everything goes in the mouth. Pranamaya kosha, the covering of life air. This is like the prana, the yogis that do prana, pranayama. Gyanamaya, covering of knowledge. Vigyan Maya, Prabhupada mentions this also in 10th Canto of Bhagavatam, these coverings. Vigyan Maya Kosh, the covering of wisdom. And Anandamaya Kosh, the covering of pleasure. The spirit soul is Anandamaya Kosh. Has reached the outermost covering, is called Anandamaya Purusha. As resting place or support is Brahman, the Supreme Spirit. So you're asking a question. Hare Krishna. You're asking a question. What is this Anandamaya Kosh? Because he says here, the spirit soul who has reached the outermost covering is called Anandamaya Purush. His resting place or support is Brahman, the Supreme Spirit. Brahman is thus superior to the individual soul. So this Upanishad is just talking about these five coverings. And the Anandamaya is when that's realization, you realize your Brahman identity, that actually I am Brahmasmi. And then it says, where you can reach with that, with only that realization, you can merge into Brahman, you can become like Brahma Sayuja, you can merge into Brahman. So this is the basic, this is what the Upanishad is telling, realization of God in food, realizing God in the air, realizing God in the mind, realizing God by wisdom, and realizing your godhood, Ananda, Anandamaya, that I'm made of Anand. But that Anand is Brahmanand. So the spirit soul has reached the outermost covering. That means this is the level of realization. When a child is born, baby's born, he's realizing God in food. He's just eating food, and his realization is there. God is food, and that's why everything, a baby puts everything in the mouth. Anything, any object in this world, it becomes Anna. Because his realization is extended to this, to his senses. That the Atma is realizing the senses. Mm-hmm. And beyond the senses is the mind, and that's what prana gets to the level of the mind. You realize, well, I have more than senses. I'm more than just senses, I'm also mind, so prana. And then you go beyond that, and you finally come to a level where you realize that I am Brahman, I am spirit, I'm a spiritual being. I'm a spiritual being. This is Anandamaya. So this, according from the Upanishadic viewpoint, this Anandamaya is resting place. He says here, is a support, resting place or support is Brahman. So that's, you know, para Brahman. That's why he says that Brahman is superior to the individual soul. Brahmanohi pratishtanam, Krishna says. I am the basis of the Brahman. So there's Brahman and Paramatma. There's Anu Chaitanya and Vibhu Chaitanya. There's the atomic consciousness, Anu. Then there's Vibhu Chaitanya, which means a great consciousness with a great soul. So we're just a particle. The individual jiva is like a particle, like a ray coming from the sun. He's just like a particle in the Brahman and Brahmaloka. There's a discussion in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I believe it's with maybe Vasudev Dutt. And Lord Chaitanya, Vasudev Dutt was praying that, Lord Chaitanya, please give all the sins of everyone in the universe on my head. Let everyone get liberated. And Lord Chaitanya asked Vasudev Dutt, he said, well, if everyone gets liberated, then what's going to happen with the universe? You know, because it's empty. And then the discussion is being said there that the living entities will come from Brahman and inhabit the universe again. So even it's also told when Lord Chaitanya was here, everyone in the whole universe got liberated. But how come we're still here? Because living entities, there's unlimited jivas floating in the Brahmajyoti. Unlimited, it's like that's the Tathasta region. They're just floating in the Brahmajyoti. So when there's an opportunity, then they can come. They'll come to this any particular universe according to the, you know, the arrangement. So they, again, the universe fills up. It'll never be void. You liberate everyone in the universe. From this material universe, you liberate everyone. And then again, it'll fill up with, until the, you know, the cataclysm, until the end of this creation. But living entities will again fall. They'll just come from the Brahman region, Brahmajyoti region. So he says, there's one verse, Arya Krishna Paramparam Patantyado Natyushmadangriya. It says that they've worked very hard. This is a Bhagavatam verse. They work very hard to attain this Brahman. And they stay for some time, but then they again come down into the universe. So that's what I can understand about this Anandamaya Purusha. But that's not the fullest understanding. When the soul realizes Brahman, that's the beginning. But then further than that is to realize that the actual Sarvab, or the Sarup. That's what Lord Chaitanya is teaching, Jivara Sarupaya, Krishna Nityadas. That the Brahman, okay, Anandamaya means to realize that I'm a particle of consciousness, that I'm an eternal particle of consciousness, tiny Brahman, Anu Chaitanya. But in Vaishnava conception, that Brahman has its relationship, has sambandha with the Parabrahman. Here it's saying that his resting place or support is Brahman. In other words, he emerges. That one particle just joins with the vast light of the Brahman, Brahmajyoti, and that's the Brahmananda. So that's what the Upanishad is covering, that's as far as it takes it. But deeper than that, higher realization than that, is that what the Bhagavat Puran, it says, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavanati Shabyate, that higher than Brahman is Paramatman, higher Paramatman is Bhagavan. There's a relationship between that Anu Chaitanya, that tiny individual soul has a relationship with that consciousness, and that consciousness is personal. And when there's person, then there's rasa, there's individuality, there's feelings, all these things. So this is the fullest expression of the Nanda Maya Kosh. Or you can say, when the jiva realizes that aspect, then that's the fullest. He realizes his individual eternal relationship with the Supreme Brahman. And then he goes beyond the Brahmajyoti and goes to Vaikuntha or to Goloka Vrindavan. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. But Anandamaya is kind of like, this is a type of the actual realization of Anandamaya. There's not much involvement with this bodily plane. You know, it's more of that person withdraws at that point. It's just like a type of samadhi. I don't think there's any real dealing. Anandamaya is like a, because it's beyond Vigyan. Vigyan is, there's Vigyan Maya, Gyanamaya, Vigyan Maya. And Vigyan Maya, there's, as far as I can understand, there's still some functioning in this world, but one has wisdom, true wisdom understands this real, that soul exists.
Yeah.
That the soul exists separate from the body.
Yeah.
And he's starting to follow some kind of spiritual line. But in Vigyanmaya, then there's full realization. In Anandamaya, mm-hmm. he's actually entered into this Brahman realization. Mm-hmm. So I don't really think there's much, there's no duality there. It's like that's the whole thing. There's no like material spiritual. It's just, he's in the constant state of samadhi. Five stages of a jiva's development, or the five stages of human development, or the five stages of a person's development. This is sometimes called the five Purushas. These are called five stages of consciousness, or five stages of Brahman realization. So that's why I was saying, realizing God in food. Like the baby puts everything in his mouth. Mm-hmm. He wants to realize. The world is the objects of the world, and his tongue is the perceiving agent. Mm-hmm. So he communicates and interacts and realizes everything about the world through his tongue. So he puts the toys, the newspaper, the book, the food, everything in the mouth. It's called Anamaya. Realizing God, in this case, to work for God is Brahman. Right? These are all different. In different books, I was finding that some books they say in Padma Purana says 5 stages of consciousness. Some places says 5 stages of Brahman realization. Some places says 5 different departments of existence, or 5 levels of ego covering the self, or 5 different departments of existence. So chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita is called Nature, Enjoyer and Consciousness, Prakriti Purusha Vibhag Yoga. Yoga through understanding the distinction between material nature and the enjoyer. In this chapter, Sri Krishna explains the Prakriti, unconscious material energy, and the Purusha, the conscious living entity, and the field of activities, Kshetra, the knower of the field, Kshetragya, and the super knower of everything, Paramatma, super soul. In the purport to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse 5, Srila Prabhupada describes the 5 stages of Brahman realization, which is called Brahmapucham. This is a quote. That sentence is from the... He calls it the 5 stages of Brahman realization, which is called Brahmapucham. That's the end of the quote. Within the body, there are 5 different departments of existence: Anamoya, Pranamoya, Gyanamoya, Vigyan, and Ananda. So this is like food, air. First we got, my existence is based on food. And the higher realization of that is my existence is based on air. Air is more important than food. And higher, that's Pranamoya. And the higher existence of that is mind. More important than food and air is my mind, because the mind, if that's deranged, then I can't even carry on. Then higher than mind, or Gyanamaya, which is called Manamaya or Gyanamaya, is Vigyanamaya, that's wisdom. It's not enough, it's not sufficient to have a mind, but you must utilize that mind to attain wisdom. Then wisdom itself is not the fullest experience, but Ananda. Ananda, what, the bliss, this is the actual motivating principle of all jivas, besides we can't exist without love, or we can't exist without bliss. So every living entity is basically pleasure seeking, because that's Ananda Maya Vyasat. So the ultimate identity of the entity, of the living entity, the ultimate definition is a unit of bliss. We're existing, all right, we're existing eternally, and then knowledge, but higher than knowledge and existence is bliss. And that's why the Bhagavan realization is so satisfying, fulfilling, and complete, because it's based on the realization of personal bliss, loving bliss in relation to the personality of Godhead. So within the body are 5 different departments of existence, stage 1 through 3, which is Anamaya and Pranamaya, or Gyanamaya, these are material. They represent the material body, the Kshetra, which is described in chapter 13 of Gita, the inert field of activity, the primary concern of material civilizations is these first 3, Anamaya, Pranamaya, and Manamaya. Mano means mind or Gyanam. It represents the field of activities of all living entities. So let's examine stage 1, Anamaya. This is the mouth, only the mouth. You want to take notes? You want to take notes? Because this is all elaboration in your question. Only the mouth. God is food. In the beginning of life, every living entity is food conscious. That's every living entity. That means insects, birds, fish, puppy dogs, human beings. In the beginning of life, every living entity is food conscious, sticks everything in the mouth. A child or animal is satisfied only by getting nice food, being conscious of food only, seeing everything in terms of food grains, anna. Happiness means food, means eating. There's just a lot of people in the world that's as far as they are right now. That's as far as their soul. The soul has come to this level, because it says the soul is reaching out to different levels in that quote you read. Some are going to the fifth level, or some are at this level, and that's it. Fine. Nothing more needed. So because so many people function on the Anamaya platform, then that's why restaurants are so popular. And in Delhi, there used to be like one restaurant for every 50,000 people or something per capita. Now there's like one restaurant for every 5,000 people. It's like an incredible amount of restaurants because people are becoming so tamasic and so dull and so low-oriented. They all want to eat out in the varieties of restaurants. A manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy by which one depends simply on food for existence. This is a materialistic realization of the Supreme. This stage of consciousness is called anamaya. Grains or food. This anamaya stage is the first concern of civilized persons. This is equivalent to art, economic development. Get money to eat. It's actually, you ask everybody, why are they working? To get money for what? So I can eat. And then other things are just frills that go with it. Get money to eat. This represents the gross material body. The Taittiriya Upanishad says it is vasti pucha. Vasti. The next level is pranamaya. Prana means, of course, pran, air, life force. The next stage, one lives in the consciousness of being alive. Because in the first level, anamaya, the consciousness is, I am food. I am food. Food is me. No food, food is me. Food is everything. Anamaya. Eating is everything. Like Prabhupada, that phrase that Prabhupada said, we should eat to live, not live to eat. Most people live to eat. The next stage, one lives in the consciousness of being alive. If one can continue his life without being attacked or destroyed, one thinks himself happy. It's like self-preservation. This pranamaya level represents the five senses in the whole body. So on this level, on the first level, anamaya, happiness means food, eat. On the second level, happiness means self-preservation. Pranamaya means keep my prana. Being conscious of life, one perceives life in terms of the self, of self-preservation. After realizing the Supreme Absolute Truth in foodstuffs, God is food, anamaya, one can realize the Absolute Truth in the living symptoms or life forms. The main concern here is defense against being annihilated. That's the main concern. Defense, right? Eating, mating, sleeping, defending. So eating and mating is like anamaya. And then so defending, pranamaya. This is the main concern here, is defense against being annihilated. It represents the life air. Prithvi pucha, earth. The third level is gyanamaya, or called manomaya.
It's the economical... the morality and those, they are still there in the pranamaya level, like morality, moral principles, something like that, or are they
not? Yeah, well, they're also involved in artha and economic development. Mm-hmm. A lot of morality is based on the principle of harmonizing the society so that you can conduct your business. Let's see how it develops.
Okay.
This pranamaya is, I think maybe this morality comes in the next level, let's see. So so that's that. The third level is manamaya. Living symptoms develop to the point of thinking, feeling, and willing. In other words, on manamaya, or third level, gyanamaya, one becomes situated on the mental platform, and he thinks, I am mind. I think, therefore I am. This stage is mental speculation. One develops a philosophical approach to the values of life. This represents the mind. Atharvagira. It's called Atharvagira Pucha. These are Sanskrit terms, I'm not sure what they mean, but something to do with these manomoya, etc. So this, it seems that this is where the level of your question. So this is Ganamoya. I think now this Ganamoya would be more of what you were speaking about, because this is Ganamoya against the mind function, where one starts to become situated in mental platform. He develops his, the living symptoms develop to the point of thinking, feeling, and willing. I am, it's almost like Anamoya and Pranamoya are like animal level, then Ganamoya is like human level. I think this is speculating. So now, this is Ganamoya. This ideally represents being conscious of Atma-Tattva only. One perceives everything he encounters in terms of knowledge of Atma-Tattva. So this is the highest development. These first three stages, Anamoya, Pranamoya, and Ganamoya, are considered the material stages, where the Jivatma is rising through the coverings, because kosha means coverings. He's rising through the coverings that are binding him in this material world. So the immediate covering surrounding the soul is the physical body. And the physical body, of course, needs food. And then higher than that is the actual this point of prana, that self-preservation. I have to maintain my existence. They say that self-preservation is the first law of nature. They have this concept. So that's the material platform. But then as one develops even more, he says, wait a minute, but I have the ability, I think, and I have the ability to rationalize, and I am thinking. So the development of this thinking process, thinking, feeling, willing, development of this Ganmoya brings him to the threshold of spirituality, because he starts pursuing, he uses his mind power, his Gan power, to understand, who am I? What is God? So in the lower echelons, or lower realm of this Ganmoya platform, he's thinking, well, I have to preserve myself, that's Pranamoya, preserve my existence, but now that I have some more rational thinking power, to preserve myself I should have some kind of rules and regulations. We should function. So then morality, I would say morality and moral values and ethics comes in on this platform, obviously. Because you don't find morality and ethics on the platform of animals. And all that we're talking about, all jivas now, so all jivas, that means animals, are also involved with anamoya and pranamoya. But when we get to the level of ganamoya, then we come to the human platform. So that's why he's saying here that ideally, being conscious of Atma-Tattva, that's the real Gyan at this third level. So this is about as high as we go, because after you go on to the next two levels, these are called the spiritual stages, Vigyan-Moya and Ananda-Moya. Vigyan-Moya is a partial spiritual stage, and Ananda-Moya is the full spiritual stage. So in Vigyan-Moya, this fourth stage, Vigyan-Maya, sometimes you say Moya, Vigyan Maya. This is the partial liberation of the Jivatma. Or this is partial liberation, this is Jivatma realization. So Vigyan means they actually realize, I said that earlier, Aham Brahmasmi, remember? As you realize, I am Brahman, I am Anu Chaitanya. So by evolving one's philosophy and understanding of life, one may rise above the mind and mental platform, which is Ganamoya, and understand intellectually that he is not the temporary material body, but an eternal spirit soul, a transcendental person, or transcendental identity. This level is Brahman realization, by which the living entity's mind and life symptoms are distinguished from the living entity himself. This is the Brahman platform of partial liberation, Aham Brahmasmi, wherein one thinks, I am not this physical body or subtle mind. I am situated transcendentally as spirit soul, Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. Vigyan Maya refers to the Jivatma. This is called Mahapucha. Vigyan Maya represents the knower of the material body. That's why I said chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, nature, enjoyer and consciousness. So this is the Kshetragya. This is Kshetra, and then like this, this is Kshetragya. It represents the knower of the material body, referred to as Kshetragya in chapter 13. The complete realization of the Vigyan Maya level, one engages in practical service to Krishna only. I said that earlier. First you realize Aham Brahmasmi, and then if you develop that higher, then you realize Jivara Surpaya Krishna Nityadas. The complete realization at the Vigyan Maya level, one engages in practical service to Krishna only. Now one perceives everything in terms of realization of the tattvas of the Shastra. Now the full liberation stage is Anandamaya. By further development or evolution of the spiritual conception, the living entity will understand the Supreme Lord as Supersoul, Antaryami, Param Brahman, Paramatma. In this stage of complete liberation, one realizes Jivara Surpaya Krishna Nityadas. When one develops his relationship with God, the personality of God, and he executes devotional service, that stage, the final stage, is called Krishna consciousness, the full expression of the Ananda Maya stage. Ananda Maya means a blissful life of knowledge and eternity. Ananda Maya is the supreme final stage of a living entity's evolution and consciousness. Ananda Maya represents Antaryami, the ultimate person, the super soul, Brahmapucha, and everyone, super soul of everyone, and he, that supreme person or personality, is the supreme controller, the witness and regulator of everything, and the original supreme object of worship and the primary knower of the field, the super knower, the super Kshetragya. I have one more note here. This is the advanced realization. It says, Sri Krishna is distinct and transcendental to all the gross and subtle manifestations of Anamaya and so on. The Anandamaya Supersoul Paramatma is simply one of Krishna's expansions as stated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 42. Vishtavyaham idam Krishnam ekam shenastito jagat. With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. That's the end of the quote. The Vedanta Sutra explains that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Anandamaya Vyasat, full of boundless joy. By constitution, the living entities, who are eternal parts and parcel of God, are also full of joy. However, as long as the living entity is situated in one of the four lower stages of life, Anamaya, Pranamaya, Gyanamaya, and Vigyanamaya, they are considered materially conditioned. But as soon as one attains the stage of Anandamaya, he is a liberated soul. The Anandamaya stage is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 54. Brahmabhuta prasanatma nashochiti nakankshati samak sarveshi bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. In the Brahmabhuta spiritual stage of life, one no longer hankers nor laments. One is equally disposed to all living entities. This stage of consciousness expands to the stage of Krishna consciousness, pure love of God, mad bhaktim labhate param. This means the Brahmabhuta Anandamaya stage is complete only when there is an exchange of love between the supreme and the subordinate living entity. At this final stage of development, the jiva is conscious of the blissful of the blissful seva of Radha Govinda only. So that's what I was mentioning earlier, that the Vigyan Maya, which is mentioned in that Upanishad, takes one up to going to Brahman. But that's not the fullest expression of Anandamaya. These three stages are conditioned. This Anamaya, Pranamaya, and Gyanamaya are also called Gyanamaya. We're saying Gyana, but it actually means Manamaya. So it's actually like a body is like body, air, and mind. So the body is Anamaya, and air is Pranamaya,
yeah.
And then mind is Manamaya. So going beyond that, then we come to Vigyan, which means, and Vigyan If partial liberation means that one's vigyan will go to anandamaya, but it'll stop at Brahman. So that's like partial. His vigyan is not complete. When the vigyan is complete, then his ananda will be complete. He doesn't have a full, blissful, intimate relationship with the Supreme Person.
So the kyanamaya is like between the liberated state.
Yeah. It's like, again, because it's jnana vigyan. Jnana is the basis for vigyan. But it's still, because one's still materially conditioned, and still, although he's cultivating, he said it, being conscious of Atma Tattva only. So if one is only partially developing jnana, it's like theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. So the theoretical knowledge is, yes, I'm studying the theory of spirituality and spiritual philosophy, but actually still I'm entrenched in very much in the pranamaya and anamaya. But then when he realizes, when he has realization of all that, when he's collected all that Atma Tattva jnana and realizes it and puts it into practice, then he actually transcends the pranamaya level and the anamaya level. And then his jnana turns into vigyan. And then he steps into the spiritual dimension. And then he becomes, he further evolves his philosophy and understanding. By evolving one's philosophy and understanding of life, one may rise above the mind and mental platform and understand intellectually that he's not the temporary material body, but an eternal spirit soul, a transcendental person. This level is Brahman realization. So this is vigyan, but it's not the fullest expression of vigyan. Vigyan meets its fullest expression when you go to anandamaya. So if you cultivated spiritual philosophy of the impersonal viewpoint, Advaita Gyan or Brahma Gyan, and then you cultivated that and had realization of that in Vigyan, then that'll take you to Brahman. But if you cultivate knowledge, the personal knowledge, Advaita Gyan, not Dvaita Gyan, but Advaita, Paravidya, this knowledge of Krishna, Krishna Bhakti or Bhakti Gyan, then that Anandamaya will be personal with Krishna. So these are some notes they have in these five stages of a jiva's development. Does that make things more clear?
The society resides in the pranamaya, the society rules and
society, well, it's kind of like all three. Because the Manamaya is, because there's not too much Atma Tattva Gyan out there. It appears that it's just existence. And that seems to be what everyone's involved with. The Pranamaya is just existence. So much defense mechanism, so much military and defense and health and food and. Basically, if you look at all this development of medicines and research and hospitals, it's all about just preservation of my existence. Yeah. No one has the slightest inkling of interest or understanding of something beyond the body, practically. Self-preservation is being emphasized instead of self-realization.
Yeah.
Self-preservation has supplanted self-realization,
yeah.
And even in the spiritual society. Yeah. Preserve my position. Preserve my economic, it's a fact.